A human rights group in Hong Kong says another scholar has been arrested in China. So far this year, at least a half dozen Chinese and Chinese-American scholars have been charged with spying. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Most China watchers seem to agree on this much. President Jiang Zemin and his supporters are not behind the wave of arrests of visiting scholars in China. It is the work of China's highly secretive Ministry of State Security.
I think that it is an effort undertaken by the Ministry of State Security, and nobody dares tell them to stop.
Susan Shirk, formerly of the State Department, now teaches Chinese politics at the University of California at San Diego. She freely admits it's difficult to understand why these arrests are taking place, but she believes it is evidence of tension and uncertainty in the upper reaches of China's government.
It's interesting that the leadership, even though it knows it's paying a real price in its relationship with the United States for these arrests and detentions and convictions, lets the Ministry of State Security go ahead and do it. And I think it suggests a certain insecurity on the part of Jiang Zemin and some other leaders that they don't dare try to come down too hard on the Ministry of State Security for fear that the Ministry of State Security would have ways of working their revenge on Jiang and the other leaders.
Little light was shed by the recent trial of two scholars who have now left China. Neither Gao Zhan nor Li Xiaomin were told much other than they were accused of spying for Taiwan. The Chinese authorities were concerned about their gathering of documents, which are not secret, about their contacts in China and connections to foundations in Taiwan. China analysts believe this is something new and unprecedented and could be evidence of the growth of a more powerful internal security apparatus in China. It could be that as President Jiang Zemin modernizes the economy and loosens up on government controls, bureaucracies like the Ministry of State Security can assert their power more forcefully. Scott Tanner of Western Michigan University believes the impulse for these arrests is coming primarily from the Ministry of State Security, but he says it is acting because of its recent poor record.
The last year or so has been a very bad year for the Chinese security and legal system. You had the release of the highly secret Tiananmen papers. You had the defection of a military intelligence official, Xu Junping. Official Chinese papers have claimed that Taiwan stepped up its spying activities during this period. And also, you had, as background, a number of security and legal officials, senior officials, arrested for corruption.
This is not a stronger secret police, but implicitly a weaker one. The state security apparatus is using the very vague and ambiguous laws that prohibit the copying or sharing of some material, even though it's available to the public, to demonstrate its vigilance, according to Tanner.
This is an organization, this is a system, a set of ministries that are trying very hard to demonstrate that they can still do their job.
China watchers are puzzled as well because these arrests do not seem to be aimed at chilling domestic scholarship. The Chinese public is not aware of them. Outside of China, these cases are big news. Inside, they are almost unknown. Still, they have become yet another obstacle to smooth relations between the United States and China. Merle Goldman of Harvard University wonders whether those who head the state security apparatus aren't trying to undermine the process of improving Beijing's relations with Washington.
There is no question that Jiang Zemin wants a better relationship with the United States, and he certainly doesn't want to make it worse, let's put it that way. And this makes it worse. This really does lead to tensions in that relationship.
Perhaps above all, these cases underscore just how opaque Chinese political life remains, says Susan Shirk.
There's a real disconnect between the nature of Chinese society and economy these days, which is so dynamic and open, and the nature of Chinese politics, which is still played very much old-style communist power competition and is still very much a black box.
None of the experts interviewed for this report believes that those who have been arrested have even the remotest involvement in espionage, as the Chinese government has claimed. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.